Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Laleli ngiyakubingelela egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha, ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu sagcinile nanamhlanje osesengumelusi wethu onguNkulunkulu wethu esithi thina masilala yena athi akozeli akalali uhlala siqaphe ngaso sonke isikhathi. Azathu Davide, what is man that you are so mindful of him? Ingqondo kaSimakade igcwele thina usithanda ngendlela emangalisayo futhi lize lithizwe kakhe amagama ethu they are tattooed in the palm of his hand. Elakhe igama makabheka isandla sakhe uyalibona acabanga indlela akuthanda ngayo, indlela anomusa ngayo empilweni yakho, indlela akuthethelela ngayo every time you go wrong, because he is such a loving God. Nawe mlaleli ngiyakukhuthaza ukuthi noma ngabe ubhekane nani, you must never think the Lord has forsaken you. Siyaqhubeka ke ngokufunda amahubo 23. Last year safunda uverse 3 ethi ubuyisa umphefumulo wami, uyangihola ezindleleni zokulunga ngenxa yegama lakhe. Sabona ukuthi khona ezinye izinto ezingafuni ukuthintitheka ezimpilweni zethu sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kodwa ngomusa wakhe uNkulunkulu uyasihola ezindleleni zokulunga ngenxa yegama lakhe. Nanoma seyikhlula into uSimakade bese uyakubamba, ukhona ukundlula eyilingweni, ukhona ukudlula ezimeni ezididi ukwenza, bese bayakubuza ukuthi undlule kanjani, bese uthi mawubatshela ukuthi it is because of the Lord and nothing else, bese abakholwa because bona bajwayele ukuhlanganisa izinto, bajwayele ukumhlanganisa uNkulunkulu. Kodwa wena ngoba ungamhlanganisi uNkulunkulu ube undlulile kuleso simo, and usazodlula nakwezinye izimo futhi. Mlaleli, asifundeni ke namhlanje sifuna ukufunda kuverse 4 ethi noma ngihamba esigodini sethunzi lokufa angesabi okubi ngokuba wena unami, intonga yakho nodondolo lwakho ziyangiduduza. Uthi noma ngihamba esigodini sothunzi lokufa uSathane uhlale ngaso sonke isikhathi alwisana neimpilo zethu, uhlale ngaso sonke isikhathi afuna ukuk-attacka. There is never a time as umntana kaNkulunkulu where you will be going through nothing empilweni yakho lapho kuyobe kuthuleke khona uzuyibuza ukuthi kanti ama-attacks wangabibikho. No, if ungumntana kaNkulunkulu osindisiwe, lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, we are living in enemy territory. The God of this world, which is the devil, is always trying to fight our lives. That's why lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, we must put on the whole armor of God. Sidinga ukuthi sizigqoke zonke iy'khali zikamoya ngoba uSathane uhlala ihlasele njalo impilo yethu ngaso sonke isikhathi. Futhi number 2, ngihlale ngisho futhi ngiyasho namanje ukuthi there is never a time lapho ungeke udinge ukusebenzisa ukukholwa kwakho khona. There will never be a time lapho ungenasimo esidinga ukukholwa kwakho, nanoma ngabe kuthiwa unemali but khona le simo imali engeke izikhona ukusisolva, noma ngabe kuthiwa unendlu noma unani abanye abantu abanganayo, kodwa khona le simo esizodimanda ukukholwa kwakho usesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Because as children of God, we are always facing something. Uthi uphuma esimeni bese ungena esimeni. Uthi uDavide, noma ngihamba esigodini sothunzi lokufa uyangibusisa ngoba akathi makungenzeka ngihambe esigodini. Uma umntana kaNkulunkulu uyandlula esigodini sothunzi lokufa at some point empilweni yakho, kukhona la uzondlula khona esimeni leso esizokwenza ukuthi ufile ukuthi uyayidinga i-protection kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. I made an example when we started ukuthi uDavide was a king. Bekayinkosi uDavide, eyinkosi bekanamabutho, eyinkosi bekaneyinkabi, bekanako konke kumsurroundile, ebethi noma ngabe undlula kwesinjani isimo bese impi yakhe iyamlwela lezo zimpi. But yena kuloko kunjalo akabekanga ithemba lakhe emabuthweni akhe, because he was a mighty man of valor. He was a man who was trained in warfare. Lize lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, the launching of his kingship was when he killed Goliath, obeka isiqhwaga saka-Israel. Kodwa seke mbulele njalo uGoliath, wakhumbula ukuthi amandla akhe avela kuJehova. Ngaso sonke isikhathi kumele amethembe uNkulunkulu, angalibeki ithemba lakhe emntwini, angalibeki ithemba lakhe eyinsimbi egumbini nagu security ekhona in the palace lapha hlala khona angalibeki ithemba lakhe bantwaneni bakhe angalibeki ithemba lakhe kunoma ngabe yini anayo esesayidini lakhe including some of his friends noma some of his allies abathi impika Israel mayempini bese namanye amakhosi awumngani kaDavide nawo aze azolwa kanye naye azomeseka uDavide akalibekanga ithemba lakhe kuzo zonke lezo zinto but uthi noma ngahamba egodini lothuzi lokufa angesabi okubi he you must not allow fear empilweni yakho uthi ngokuba wena unami at every time you need to remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu unawe empilweni yakho esimini sakho God is with you and God will always be defending you one thing that I have learned about the Lord ukuthi number 1 nanoma ngabe ungena empini enjani ungena nawe uNkulunkulu sometimes you don't feel his presence when you are going through the heaviness and the vileness of the situation kuba sengathi uNkulunkulu ukulahlile kuba sengathi uNkulunkulu ukufulathele uzumbuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi kanti yisiphi sono sami engiyisenzile nomntaka baba vele indlela endleleni uzondlula esigodini sothunzi lokufa kodwa uDavide yena he made up his mind uthi angesabi okubi because every time undlule esimeni esinesigodi sothunzi lokufa kwesinye isikhathi mhlambe it's not your life that is threatened sometimes undlule esimeni la indlu yathathwa imoto yathathwa or kuzoyenzakala something that is terrible empilweni yakho uma ngabe uNkulunkulu engakusizi ngaleso sikhathi leso uthole ukuthi uNkulunkulu is your only hope lithi zikaNkulunkulu ubusisiwe umuntu othemba kuJehova nothemba lakhe linguJehova uma ngabe usesimeni lapho ithemba lakho linguJehova lithi zikaNkulunkulu wena ubusisiwe uthi uDavide angesabi okubi ngoba mawundlula esigodini sothunzi lokufa uSathane uyakuthreatenisha uSathane uhlale afaka engqondweni yakho ukuthi this is what's going to happen uhlala letha the worst case scenario in your mind ngaleso sikhathi leso but uthi uDavide angesabi okubi ngokuba wena unami he recognizes the presence of the Lord empilweni yakhe lalela uNkulunkulu nanoma ngabungamuzwa ukuthi unawe mlaleli nanoma ngabe sewundlule esimeni lapho uzizwa khona ukuthi yabona uNkulunkulu akekho la yabona manje sekungathi kuhamba mina ngedwa akusinjalo uNkulunkulu uyakuthwala that's one thing I've realized about the Lord ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma ngabe uhluleka empini into azoyenza uvela kuthathe akutshate emahlombe akhe yena bese sekayaqhubeka nempi bese sekayakunqobela impi bese sekakunqobelile impi wena bese uyamdumisa uthi mawubheke emuva uma ngalo ukuthi ngidlule kanjani kulesi yasimo because owethu uNkulunkulu yilo ongasishiya yilo uNkulunkulu ongasisabi izimo uthi angesabi okubi ngokuba wena unami bese uthi intonga yakho nodondolo lwakho ziyangiduduza let us talk about the rod of the Lord intonga kaJehova le athi iyangiduduza the rod ile eyamakhosi abayiphatha esandleni sabo bese bathi mabakhona mabayiphete it is a symbol of authority it is a symbol yokuthi banegunya kufana njengokuthi mangabe mhlambe kukhona ikhaya elisha eliqalwayo kunomshado esikhathini esiningi ubaba baye bamnikeze induku bathi le nduku yile nduku ozosibekela ngayo noma ozovikela ngayo umndeni wakho you are going to defend this rod is not to beat your wife or to beat your children but it is to protect your family so even kings had rods at the time and this rod of authority it symbolizes their power. Bese uthi uDavide makabheka intonga kaJehova uthi iyangiduduza ngoba ingibonisa ukuthi ungilwela izimpi zami nanoma kunzima kangakanani. You must know that the rod of the Lord is always there to defend you. Zikhona ezinye izimpi uNkulunkulu aye akuvumela ukuthi uzilwe wena. Bese mawuzilwa usebenzisa igama likaJesu, usebenzisa ikhali zikaMoya, usebenzisa igazi likaJesu, usebenzisa zonke ikhali uNkulunkulu lakunikeze zona bese uNkulunkulu uyakusiza ukuthi unqobe but kukhona lezimo lapho uNkulunkulu avela kubekele eceleni khona bese sekulwa yena uqobo lwakhe usho njalo la uDavide uthi intonga yakho nodondolo lwakho ziyangiduduza they are comforting unto him because he knows ukuthi this God is powerful this God will always be in power because that rod symbolizes power God will always be in authority because that rod symbolizes authority. Umbuso kaNkulunkulu phezu kwayo yonke imibuso. UNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uphezu kwabo bonke uNkulunkulu abakhona. Even nalabo ababacabangile laba ababakhande ngezandla obani bani iBhayibheli yababala abanye bakhona uNkulunkulu ungaphezulu kwako konke. You need to know ukuthi he is with you as your shepherd. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Next week siyaqhubeka futhi sibheke ukuthi uSalm 23 uthini ngithi.
Discover an abundance of life 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.